The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Hello, sorry, we're just chatting. Hello, good morning, everybody. Hello, good morning, Great Britain.
Welcome to the show. It is, what is it, Wednesday. And we're live on Global Player. If you want to watch us this morning, you can watch us on the official Radio X app called Global Player. Download it now, it's free. Or you can watch it through your TV, if you're savvy enough. It's a bit tricky. You've got to, like, have a TV, and then have a smart TV, and then have the Global Player app on your smart TV, and it work. Now, I've never actually done it myself, because I'm the only one who does live video streaming on Radio X. So when I'm at home, I'm not on the radio, so no one's live video streaming.
Yeah.
Don't know why I put the word video in live streaming there, but I did. I think you knew what I was talking about.
I've done it with Apple TV.
When, no?
Ian Dale's show, probably.
Oh, right.
For LBC.
Why would you watch that?
Because I like watching the news sometimes.
You're interested in that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Politics and that.
Ian Dale's fun when people annoy him.
He kicked someone off the other day.
Did he?
Yes.
It's great when the LBC presenters get annoyed. I like it.
Why did he kick him off?
He said if you say something again, you're banned. And then the person did it again.
They took the bait.
Get off.
I wouldn't last 2 minutes on LBC.
To be fair, that is too tempting. Say that again and you're off.
Yeah. When you're told not to do something, you want to do it.
It's like you turn into a supply teacher.
Yeah. Don't press that button.
LBC. Leading Britain's conversation. Didn't originally stand for that, by the way.
No.
I shoehorned that in.
Works, though.
It does.
Yeah.
But it's curious as to why is it called LBC now.
What was it originally?
London Broadcasting Company. We couldn't really call it that when he went national.
No.
Although it didn't really stop Capital, did it?
Oh, yeah.
I listen to Capital every day. Where do you live? Middlesbrough. All right. Is it a London station? No, I think it's from down the road. Oh, okay. Hey, don't get me started on Middlesbrough, by the way. Oof.
Oh, yeah, you must be happy today.
Well, I am.
Oh, you're wearing your
and
Leeds
And I'm wearing
top.
My Leeds
you are.
Shirt.
Good. Proud.
Leeds United on one side, Adidas on the other. There you go. Freebies.
Ooh.
We scored after 2 minutes. Beautiful goal from Daniel James. Great, this sets the tone. And then I realised I wanted to be wearing my Leeds shirt, and then it took me 10 minutes to find it. So I missed the next 10 minutes of the game. Anyway, we won the game 1-0. We were both lucky and unlucky in the same game, probably in equal measure.
Well,
maybe unlucky more than lucky, but there was a lot of lucky.
But that's with all, like, games of football, isn't it? Is there a bit of luck?
There was a lot of luck. Middlesbrough were really pushing. And I think to a neutral, it would have been a really good game. But I'm not neutral because I'm Leeds United. And they had a fair few shots that... Oh, it was an uncomfortable game to watch.
Yeah, 1-0's not a comfortable lead, is it, all the way through? Especially if you scored right at the beginning.
Oh, we scored another goal.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, lovely goal.
What happened?
Oh, it was offside.
Oh. Was it offside?
No.
Ah.
No, no. So we would have got in at half-time 2-0 up.
Right.
Which, apart from anything else, gives you a psychological advantage.
Yes.
You know. Anyway, and then we brought Patrick Bamford on. Old Paddy Bamford came on.
Ah, so he's still there, is he?
Yeah. Clinging on for dear life. And he scored!
What? Hey, oh, great.
Yeah.
And that wasn't...
Oh, the linesman said it was offside.
Ah.
Yeah.
Was it...
Now ask me, was it?
Was it?
No.
Was it a VAR decision?
They don't have VAR in our league.
Correct, you're right. That's what... you're right.
Yeah.
Tester.
No, you tested me there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, two goals were all offside.
Right.
Now, I need to double check, but according to what I've been reading, one of the linesmen, sorry, system referees, whatever you call them, who put his little flag up to say, oh, that goal's offside, that doesn't count. He's done that before. To Leeds United.
Ah.
In two of the games.
Oh, now.
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 Is he from Middlesbrough?
Now.
Now, if we that's true, and that. The referee on the game of the weekend is from Sheffield, and his surname was Bramall.
Right.
Now, that's like saying, it's the, I don't know, it's the Everton versus Fulham match, and the referee today is from Liverpool, and his name is Johnny Anfield. It'd be like that. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on, that doesn't seem fair. Anyway.
Ooh, interesting.
So, yeah, if that's true, the linesman who gave our offside, reckoned our goal was offside last night, has done that to Leeds in two other matches. This is now the third, if that's true.
Right.
I don't know if it's true. I need to check my facts.
So, even though you don't have VAR, it must have obviously since been reviewed in slow motion, whatever you do.
Yeah.
And they're onside.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, seconds after they've said that's offside,
they then talk about
it. The sky rewind it and then have a look and go, oh, no, that's onside. That's clearly onside. Mm-hmm. That goal should absolutely count. That's out of order. So that was 1-0 down. We were 1-0 up, rather. Mm. And then you go into half time, you just think, oh, and then Middlesbrough really pushing hard and going for it. And you're like, if we end up with a draw here, this is so unfair. Oh, yes, Patrick Bamford scored. Oh, whoa, offside again.
Oh, God.
And then they show it and you go, it's not offside.
That's so
sad. So technically now we should be 3-0 up. Although, to be fair, it could have easily been 3-3 or even 4-3 to Middlesbrough because they were hammering our goal like one of your friends at an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, hang on.
What?
God. Yeah.
I'm just saying. They love it. Who doesn't like an all-you-can-eat buffet?
That's true.
You'll get your money's worth.
It's true.
Yeah. Bankrupt.
It's less so, yeah. Based, actually, isn't it?
So if anybody's watching that last night. Anyway, we're back to the top
but
of the league.
But yeah, that's a good thing. You're in.
Because Sheffield United lost.
You've already got a good goal difference.
Huh? Yeah, but it's on points now. But then again, but it might come down to goal difference. You don't know. Who knows? It's awful in this league. And then the whole point is to get out. And then you go to the Premier League where you just sit in the bottom three all season. And it's awful.
How many games are there? 46?
Yeah, we got five games left, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, thanks very much to Sky. I was planning on going to there's only like two Saturday home games left. And so I was planning to go to the last home game of the season, and now they've moved it to a Monday night. Thanks very much.
Oh.
Cheers.
Oh.
Thank you for that.
Monday night football.
Thank you. Appreciate thank you very much. That's great.
Is it a bank holiday?
Bank holiday.
Bank holiday.
No.
It is.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
No, it's the end of April. So it would have been the Bristol match.
It's the week after.
James, you should just let yourself do your Cumbrian accent. Don't hide it for us.
Holiday.
We won't understand him, though.
No, you won't.
Well, cool. I think you should anyway, because we have to learn. You shouldn't have to conform.
That's true.
Yeah, listen to Pippa. She just lets her common southern twang come out.
Yeah.
So I don't hide it.
You stroking your leg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your arm's moving like you're doing secret weights under the desk.
Yeah.
You're chatting away going, just do your normal accent. I can see your arm going up and down like that. Are you up?
Who's down there?
James, do you know that?
Is there a puppeteer controlling you today?
I just really want to see James do a normal accent.
Okay. So, James,
I think
you should do your actual
I'll
accent.
Do my accent.
Why have I made that so creepy? Go on, James.
The Dom quota. Didn't mean that, Dom.
Anyway, I got to bed late because the game didn't kick off till 8 o'clock and then, you know, I'm buzzing wide awake afterwards. But, it's, you know, it's a good feeling. So thanks for asking. I'll have a look at the text in a minute. Oh, you mentioned Leeds the other day when you lost, did you? We didn't lose, actually, although I did feel like a draw. Thanks very much. Anyway, there you are.
There's a lot of people asking for a little bit of credit for Arsenal as well.
Well, I don't care. Okay. Well done. I'll tell you what I will do. I will say well done to Birmingham, though. Well done, Birmingham. You know why, James?
Listen, why?
Because you know you're into your football.
Yeah.
So Birmingham. You're saying congratulations to Birmingham?
Congrats to Birmingham.
Yay!
Yeah, well done, guys.
Congrats to Birmingham.
Birmingham, well done.
Do you want to say any more about it, or just leave it there?
No, I can say some stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, because they have won at Peterborough, and that means that they have sealed promotion.
That's right.
Hey!
Back to the championship.
That's right. Yeah. Well, they'll probably be a force to be reckoned with next season. Would you agree?
I would agree, and they've done well because they've got six games left.
Yes,
of the season.
There you are.
So yeah, that's good.
Good way to seal it.
Well done.
And relax.
What was that? Was that a win yesterday? Wasn't it? Yeah.
So does it look like Wrexham will be following them up? Ooh.
Oh my God, yeah.
Where are they?
They're second.
What's the gap between second and third?
Three points.
Ooh, it's tight. Oh, it's so tight, isn't it? It's tighter than Dominic Byrne.
Oh, Dom. I wonder how he's doing.
He'll be asleep. We should just ring him and annoy him. Hi, Dom. Oh, sorry, I forgot you're off this week. You go back to sleep. That's people who call you. Oh, sorry, did I wake you up? Yeah. Oh, it's like, do you know what? I'll speak to you later. When you've woke me up now. No, it's fine. I'll talk to you later. My mum does that. My God, Mum sent me a really interesting text yesterday.
Right.
Do you remember this, James?
Yes.
My mum sent me a text yesterday morning. James and I went for a little meeting, well, a little coffee. And I get a text from my mum. And I'll read it to you. And she says, I have a lovely story for you. That's how the text starts, right? I have a lovely story for you. We were on our way to Betty's in Ilkley on the A59 when we saw a girl with a baby trying to flag down a motorist. And I'm like, okay. I stop and I go, Mum sent me a joke.
It sounds like the beginning of one.
Mum never sends me jokes. What a weird thing for my mum to send me. On a sideline to this, do you remember the story I once told you about my dad?
Which one?
I was in the pub with a couple of the boys. It's a few years ago. And I'm sat with Jodie. And I think, let's say Tim's at the bar. And sat outside having a couple of pints. And Jodie gets a text, beep, beep. And we're just chatting away, having a drink. And he looks at it and goes, I go, what's that? And he goes, it's a joke from your dad. And I go, it's a what? He goes, it's a joke from your dad.
Huh?
My dad? He goes, yeah. So I pick my phone up. Don't text me. Anyway, Tim comes back with the pints, puts them down. And he goes, did you get the joke? Jody goes, yeah. He goes, that's good. He goes, I've never heard that. That's good, that. And I went, what? Did you get it as well? Tim goes, yeah. I'm like,
hang on a minute.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, your dad sends us jokes. Oh, we in a little group send jokes. And I go, hold on a second. I'm not in this group. I don't know anything. It's my dad. And they're like, yeah. And he sends jokes all the time.
Does you, really?
He goes, did he not send them to you? I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. How long has this gone on for?
I don't know.
8 months.
So your dad never sends you jokes?
No.
Are
he was texting
you?
My friend. No, they're not about me. My son is so fat. When he sits around the house, he sits around the house.
I'm not laughing at that. Like,
right.
You can't. It's
a good joke.
It's funny.
My son is so fat. He got on the...
I imagine if that's what he was doing.
Oh, 1 second. Sorry. Sorry. 6:45, and you're listening to Radio X. That's Radio X. Write it down so you know what station you're listening to in case anybody ever asks you. You can say that I listen to Radio X. And it's Wednesday, halfway through the week, as we head towards that weekend. Another lovely day today. It's curious weather at the moment, isn't it? It's nice and sunny. Blue skies for a lot of the United Kingdom. It gets a little bit chilly in the evenings, doesn't it, of course? But, hey, listen, I'm not certainly going to complain about the weather. It's only April, so none of those April showers that we normally have this time of year. I'm talking about showers. Let's shower you now with a bit of Sister Sledge and We Are Family.
We are family.
Shower.
I got all my sisters with me.
Anyway, so yeah, so it turns out Dad's been like sending these.
My son is so fat.
It's kind of a
He got on one of those I Speak Your Weight weighing machines and it said, one at a time, please, fatties.
That's inappropriate. They can't laugh at them. They're not funny.
My son is so fat.
Yeah.
His blood type is Ragu.
Yeah. I mean...
Well, there you go. Someone's already took that one in. Here we go.
I like that. That's one of my favourites. My son is so fat, he has his own postcode. It's FAT1.
It's not funny. Don't make them jokes.
Anyway, Mum texted me yesterday.
Yeah, Betty.
No, I knew you weren't listening properly.
No. Ah.
Go on. You've assumed there, haven't you? And what does assume do? It's an ass.
Out of
and
you
an
oom. Me. Ah.
That's it.
There was a lady with a baby trying to flap.
I'll read
down
it
the
to you
car.
Again. This is from my mum.
Where did Betty come in?
Well, you're going to find out.
Okay.
I have a lovely story for you.
Mm.
We were on our way to Betty's in Ilkley on the A59.
Thank you. I was listening.
Betty's not a woman. It's a tea shop.
Oh, I was still listening.
But Betty's not... You thought Betty was a woman.
Well, yeah, but it
could
doesn't
be
mean
Betty's
that
house.
I wasn't
and
listening.
She probably was back in the day. I'm not saying she's, you know, transitioned.
No, but
I'm just saying.
Yes.
No, Betty's is like a little tea room.
Okay.
Because when you get to a certain age, Pip, you won't... Because you're too young. And I am. Dom's fine. Dom and Lucy probably do this. They'll probably get in the car. They've probably done this week. Go for a drive and end up in a tea room somewhere.
Mm. Betty's?
Yeah. You don't need to Google search everything.
I'm just seeing where it is.
Can you ever watch a film?
Oh, no. No. I don't watch many films. And if I do, I watch them in 2 halves.
Why?
Because I get bored. I'll pause it there. We'll finish that tomorrow.
Oh, my God. He must be a nightmare to live with.
Yeah.
So Chelsea's sitting there and halfway through a film and you go, switch that off. Watch the rest of that tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're watching it now. Well, I say I'm watching it. I can just about see a piece of the screen from where I am handcuffed to this radiator.
No, she's not handcuffed.
Have you still got that radiator, Mag? Oh, we can come back to that. You were earmarking pages.
Is there?
All we need now is for somebody to send in a catalogue for...
Different.
Handcuffs.
No, don't. And there's not going
to
be a handcuff
catalogue. You were thumbing through that catalogue for a long time after it was given to you.
When is her birthday? Or do you let her have one anymore?
No, she does have a birthday.
When is it?
February.
February, okay.
7th.
When's your anniversary?
September.
Okay, so maybe you're looking to get her a new radiator and a new set of handcuffs for the anniversary.
Well, we could get a new radiator. We'd like a new towel radiator.
Be honest.
A towel rail.
Yeah.
How many years will that be? Be honest. Don't say 10. Your default is 10.
I think it used to be 7.
Yeah, it's crept up.
Yeah, like, it's funny that.
Last year...
Is it 20?
No, it's not 20. It is.
Have you been with the Chelsea as long as Jamie Thingston's been on Hearts?
No, no one, nothing. No one's been in a relationship that long, I don't
know.
He's been on for a good old stint.
I have a lovely story for you.
15.
Yeah.
I feel like Ronnie Corbett when he used to sit in his chair and tell a joke and he'd go off on tangents.
Back
either
to
that,
Betty.
Or that or a conversation with Gary King. I have a lovely story for you. We were on our way to Betty's in Ilkley on the A59 when we saw a girl with a baby trying to flag down a motorist. We stopped. She had got out of her car to feed her baby and the car had locked behind her, leaving her keys and phone in it.
Oh, classic.
We stayed with her until her dad came. She was so grateful. Hope you have a good day. Love you, Mum.
Oh, that's a lovely story.
And I'm like, oh, it's not a joke.
Stay punching.
Oh, it's real. So I replied, oh, wow, that's so lucky you guys stopped for her. And Mum went, yes. She had to use my phone to call her dad. She sent me a lovely text and wanted to send me something as a thank you. And I'm like, for God's sake. Mum's going to get a phone bill. The woman's phoned a £10 a second premium rate line.
Do you accept reverse charges?
£18,000? Oh, they got you. So, yeah.
A nice thing.
Very nice.
And then she said, it's Uncle Jim's birthday today, if you want to send him a text.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I sent him a text saying, happy birthday, Uncle Jim. He's not very well at the moment, my Uncle Jim.
Happy birthday, Uncle Jim.
Yeah, he's not great at the moment. Bless him. Uncle Jim. Uncle Jim.
Uncle Jim.
Uncle Jim.
I knew it. I've been to Betty's.
What?
Yes. I've been to Betty's in York.
Have you?
Yeah.
There you go, you see.
Hello.
Now, which Betty's are you referring to? Betty's Tea Shop or a place that Dominic recommended, run by a very friendly woman called Betty?
No.
Accommodating, is she ever?
Was it the E? Are you thinking of something different? No, I went to Betty's in York on the corner.
Was it the E?
No.
What, because it's Yorkshire? E, yeah. Betty's. Yeah.
Do you mean the E was it?
With another letter. No.
What?
Butties?
But yes.
Like a sandwich Butty. Shop?
Yes.
Is that what you meant?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Did you go to Butties?
I didn't go to Butties.
Right.
Went to Betty's for breakfast.
There you are.
Oh,
is it Betty's Tea Rooms? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you are. Betty's. So, yeah, Mum sent me that little story yesterday.
Lovely. That's really nice.
The only thing is, though, you know what I'm like? I can't help myself. I really wish I could.
Come on.
I'll read it again. I have a lovely story for you. We were on our way to Betty's in Ilkley on the A59 when we saw a girl with a baby trying to flag down a motorist. She'd stopped. I got out of her car to feed her baby and it locked behind her, leaving her keys and phone in it.
Is that the bit you're analysing?
Yeah. Why'd she get out of the car to feed the baby?
True.
And what's she feeding it? Is it like the fellow off YouTube who does Rate My Takeaway? And he just brings his own table and sits outside the shop.
I mean, it is a good question.
He's tooling down the road. Do-ba-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, got to feed me baby. Yeah. I'll just pull over here. Get out of the car. What's she feeding the baby? Why does she have to get out the car to do it?
Is the A59 a busy road? I'm assuming it's not a motorway. Get into a lay-by. Have a sit-down.
Yeah, but she's out the car.
Yeah, why does she get out the car? Close the door behind her, locking
Maybe she's in a lay-by and she's gone to a butty van. So, while the baby's having...
Well, she's feeding her baby...
As a butty.
A bacon sandwich.
No, she... Baby's having milk.
Right.
And she's like, Betty's. I want breakfast. Yeah.
Well,
no, pull into a lay-by.
Right, so you're driving down the road with your imaginary child, God forbid.
Yeah. Pull in...
And you've got to feed the baby.
Yeah. So give the baby the bottle.
What bottle?
Whatever the baby's having. Or boob, whatever.
Right.
You baby can't has that. Just casually say, or boob, James.
Why not?
Why?
It's the 90s. Get with it, sister.
Breastfeed where you want.
Girl power.
Do it where you want.
You know, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Women feed their kids with their boobs. And it's like, what do you want? Do you want bread and butter?
Right. Left or right?
Pasta. Diner bites, whatever. Squeeze the boob, it pops out. It's like a vending machine.
It's just the way James said it.
Only women who have had babies can do it.
Yeah.
Or boob.
Yeah.
So go on.
I've pulled over.
Yeah.
Lay-by.
Yeah.
Babies have it.
So she's found a lay-by with a butty wagon full of, like, workers and lorry drivers.
Yeah.
Pulls up there, gets her boob out.
Yeah.
Feeds the baby. Now, is she doing this in the car?
No, out, walking about.
Walking about?
Yeah.
Why would she do it in the car? When she could just walk up and down a very busy lay-by on the side of an A road?
Give the baby... Air the baby.
Air the baby?
Yeah.
What, it starts to smell a bit stale?
Yeah.
Right.
And then while she's feeding the baby...
Yeah.
Which can take any time. I don't know how long it takes to breastfeed a baby.
Boob feed, I think you should call
boob
it.
Boob feed. It could be 5 minutes, could be an hour. Don't know.
It's great radio.
She goes, I'm going to go and have a sausage sandwich.
Right.
Goes to Butty Van. With
Where's the baby?
In her right hand.
Still feeding?
Yeah.
Right.
Orders with her left hand a sausage sandwich.
Why does she need to order with her hand at all?
This is to pick it up.
Right.
And then, as the baby's eating, mum's eating. Everyone's happy. But she left her keys in the car.
Right.
Oh, my God. So then, that's but when also, Vera saves the day.
In like, more modern-day cars, so it must have been an older car, because you can't often lock your car without your keys. Mm. Back in the day, you could put your knob down and then just shut the door, and you've locked. But normally now, you need your keys to lock it, right?
Yeah.
Also, as well,
you can put them in the boot.
James,
yes.
In this scenario, and she realises the car's locked, the keys in it, surely she just turns around to the man or woman who served her and said, can I borrow your phone, please?
Did we know there was a Butty Wagon?
No.
I think he's added this from his weird imagination.
Right.
Yeah.
This Butty Wagon's probably run by werewolves in dresses, and it's just an insight into James's weird mind.
Mm. It weren't wearing dresses.
All doing the can-can.
Right.
I did think maybe she just needed to go for a quick wee and didn't know how to say it.
Well, I'll find out and I'll let you know tomorrow. Yeah. But we've run out of time, sadly. That's the first 25 minutes done. Can you believe it? What a show. Only on The Chris Moyle Show.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. The big electric test drive event now on.
Radio X. 10 years ago.
Something started that changed everything. 10 years of voting, celebrating, debating.
Radio X Best of British 2025.
Who will be your 10th winner? Now on Global Player.
The official Radio X app.
Before Sunday night.
Radio X Best of British 2025.
With B&Q. Bring the best style to your outdoors this spring.
This is going to sound odd.
Unicorns are real, and I don't think we're supposed to be here.
This year, poke around.
I am telling you bad things will happen.
And find out.
I need you to act like everything is fine.
It's going
to
kill us.
I don't think I should be in swim shorts for this moment.
Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega, Will Poulter with Tia Leone and Richard E. Grant.
Called it. There's no negotiating with monsters.
Death of a Unicorn. In cinemas everywhere now.
Here's hoping we kill Bigfoot on the way home, huh?
You do anything and everything for your pets. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Want to get your hands on huge cash prizes? Enter now at winplus.co.uk for your chance to win big. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Easter's on its way, so why not pop into Aldi where you'll find everything you need, including a delicious and tender whole leg of lamb on sale April 14th, our exquisite specially selected hot cross buns, hand-finished, packed with dried fruit and Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved 2025 no less, so you'll be hot and cross if you miss them, and milk chocolate bunnies. Ah, yes, bet you're all ears now. Aldi, which cheapest supermarket 2024?
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Welcome to Peloton, where it's more than just a motivating workout. It's you versus today.
Let the games begin.
Because the motivated version of you is absolutely unstoppable. Equipped with the Peloton bike, tread, and all-access membership, make the change you want to make. With yoga, Pilates, running, or cycling, track your progress with PR and pace targets. Show today what you're made of at onepeloton.co.uk. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.
Internet connection in Peloton, all-access membership at £39 per month required. Terms apply. See onepeloton.co.uk. Okay.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Switching to Vodafone full fibre broadband is now as easy as pie. Ooh, freshly baked. It's a walk in the park. Hello, little fella. It's like taking candy from a baby. Come on, as if I'd do that. With One Touch Switch, it's easy. We sort everything out for you. We even contact your current provider. Plus, we'll help towards leaving fees. Switch today to full fibre broadband with Vodafone.
Credit of up to £100 to cover leaving fees. Visit vodafone.co.uk/broadband to find out about the switch process and for terms.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Dominic Byrne is off this week. He's having a well-earned break, so Simon Conway's got your news. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, it's got sites across the US and Asia, and now Universal is planning a theme park in the UK. Ministers have closed a deal to secure a huge site in Bedfordshire in the hope it'll generate tens of billions of pounds for the economy. Dennis Spiegel is a theme park consultant.
I'm excited for Universal, and I'm also excited for Great Britain. I know that market well, and I know that it can support a park of this nature, and it's going to be very successful.
The resort's set to open in 2031. The next wave of Donald Trump's trade tariffs have come into force this morning. They include a massive 104% levy on U.S. imports from China.
Now, it sounds ridiculous, but they charged us for many items 100%, 125%. Many countries have. They've ripped us off left and right. But now it's our turn.
Beijing has refused to withdraw its retaliatory action, escalating a trade war. Radio X can reveal the UK's biggest online seller of PC games is marketing one that promotes assaulting women and misogyny. It's called No Mercy and centres around a male character who's encouraged to become every woman's worst nightmare. The company, Steam, hasn't responded to our request for a comment. London is no longer one of the top five wealthiest cities in the world. A new report suggests more than 11,000 millionaires have left the capital over the past year. That's a higher proportion than anywhere but Moscow.
Sport.
Two stunning free kicks from Declan Rice has put Arsenal on course for a place in the last four of the Champions League. They beat holders Real Madrid 3-0 in the quarter-final first leg at the Emirates. Aston Villa are in France to face Paris Saint-Germain this evening. It's back to the top of the Championship for Leeds after a 1-0 win at Middlesbrough. They're ahead of Burnley on goal difference. The Clarets were held 0-0 at Derby. Birmingham have clinched promotion from League One with six games to go. And England have dropped a second in their Women's Nations League group after a 3-2 defeat away to Belgium. Scotland were thrashed 6-1 in Germany, and Wales drew 1-1 with Sweden.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
Cloudy for eastern coasts, otherwise dry, warm and sunny, and a high of 17. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Simon Conway.
Why are you so happy?
Well, I'm an Arsenal fan.
Oh.
So put two and two together.
Oh, yeah. You're Arsenal fan, you're happy. Is it payday?
No, a couple of weeks, but I'll take two fantastic free kicks from Declan Rice any day.
Oh, you mean
it's Declan Rice? It's a really special moment.
Oh, that was very good.
Stunning.
Do you think he's practiced that?
Well, I think this is the first time he's scored from a free kick.
Oh.
As far as I'm aware, which is astonishing.
And I mean, he enjoyed it so much.
He did it again.
Rice with take two. Unbelievable.
He's got to hit it. The confidence he must have had from that first one.
Oh, my Lord. That's lovely. That's a good day at the office, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Beckham territory, that kind of thing.
Even Toby enjoyed those.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I think any football fan.
Yeah.
Well, you don't even have to be a football fan. It's just beautiful to watch. Incredible.
What a life. He's a successful singer and plays for Arsenal.
Yeah.
I get mixed up all the time.
Is that Cannonball?
Is it? And did he do the Blower's daughter as well?
That's right. I don't know, did he? Oh, the little lad. Oh, he's a triple threat.
This triple threat is Radio X.
Sat from Global.
Did you do the weather?
I did, yeah.
Okay, good.
So I did it again, just in case you missed it.
You're all right.
All right.
Let's have Cannonball. Oh, I was right. He not only a lovely singer-songwriter, but plays football and did the Blower's daughter as well.
What a talent.
What a talent. I wonder if he's done all three in the same 24-hour period. Written a song, scored a couple of free kicks.
Yeah.
Done the Blower's daughter.
How's he had time?
Vocal. Still a little bit
of your day. How's he had time to do all of that?
He's a busy boy.
Practice free kicks and the guitar.
And the Blower's daughter.
And the Blower's daughter.
Multi-talented. Yeah.
Is this, which one's this? This Cannonball?
Cannonball, yeah. Cannonball. What's going on? Say it, James.
Cannonball. There
you go. Anyway, lovely. Well done, Declan Ross. Rice, Rice, Baby. The Chris Miles Show. Do you know that thing on Twitter that I don't think many people use? I don't even know if it's even there anymore. But you can do like a live audio stream and people can join in and listen.
Oh, crumbs, oh, yeah.
Is it, space?
It's never really taken off, which is a shame. It's a nice idea.
Hmm.
But I remember that was on one night and there was like loads of people on it and people were just singing and Declan Rice was on it.
Really?
And he sang Ice Ice Baby.
Did he?
Now, I'm sure I've not made that up. If there's any Arsenal fans or Declan Rice fans listening, I'm sure. I was in bed, I was going to bed and it was like, I just went on, I'm like, wow, look at all those people chatting away to each other or whatever it was. And then somebody said, Declan Rice is here, and are you going to sing? And he went, yeah, go on then. And he sang Ice Ice Baby. Please someone text me and tell me I've not imagined that, because that's a weird dream.
I don't remember that, but it may have been true.
He's singing it on a League of Their Own. I found a video of that. So is it a thing that's what he does?
Maybe, yeah. I may have missed that.
Well, anyway.
Maybe it's his karaoke song.
It would make sense.
Anyway, before that was a fascinating chat about a woman locking herself out of a car because she was boob feeding her child in a lay-by next to a butty wagon before she got herself a bacon sandwich, according to James Robinson.
Yeah, but some of that was made up, wasn't it?
No, it was all fact.
Speculation.
Yeah.
What I love is the fact we've had loads of text messages on it and people really getting into it. This one says she has to get out of the car to get the baby out of the car seat. Then once she had the baby, she'd get back into the car to feed said baby. And what do you know? The car is locked. Nightmare. And that's from Jeff.
Do you know what, Jeff? That is the most plausible reason, definitely.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, my mum and dad saved the day, which is nice, isn't it? And we got a lovely mention for Betty's.
Yeah.
Captain, where's Simon Conway Newsman's jingles? Okay, thank you. You all heard that, right?
Captain.
Or is it just me? He communicates with me telepathically now.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know he's listening.
Shh, what? You what? He is, isn't he, James, here.
There we go.
Yeah.
He's listening.
It's in your log now.
Thank you very much. We'll play Simon Conway Newsman jingle and then he can trot off back to Global's newsroom. Okay,
Simon Conway Newsman. Simon Conway Newsman. Simon Conway Newsman, Simon Conway Newsman.
AI is going to put us all out of work.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K, Radio X.
Simon Conway will be back at 8 o'clock for the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank you.
By the way, did you see Tom Crosdale yesterday?
I did.
Send him my love, won't you?
I will.
Thank you. Hiya, Tom. You all right? How are you doing? Right, 20 seconds, 20K is back. Now, yesterday, it was a funny one yesterday because Robin won £2,000, but I think she was happy by the end, but
She almost kind of reluctantly took the money.
Yeah. She was torn because she was good.
Yeah, she had 5.5 seconds left to guess the third song. And she'd have got that right, she'd have made £5,000, which is lovely. But she can't. She obviously thought, oh, yeah, but I don't want to lose the two. Oh, gee, I'll take the money. It's like, oh, yeah, it's £2,000.
Yeah.
I'll take the money.
Because you never know.
No. And then she went, can I just hear what that song was to see if I would have got it? No.
No.
We don't do it like that.
And we used to have this a lot when we first started the game.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should play, like, when the caller takes the money, you should play the next song to see if they would have got it. No, you're right. No, you should do that. No, you're right. But you thought that we'd not thought of this? We piloted the living bejesus out of this game. Not anywhere near as much as we did the box. I've got more pilots than BA for that. No, and I'll tell you the reason why is, let's say you get on and you play the game and you get the first song, that's £1,000. Then you carry on, you risk £1,000 to give me the second song title before the clock runs out, but you get it. So you've now got £2,000. Let's say you're in a scenario like our caller was yesterday. So Robin's got £2,000 on the table, 5.5 seconds left on the clock. She doesn't know what the next song is. She doesn't know if she's going to know it or not. She doesn't know what's going to happen. No one knows the future. So she takes the money.
Mm.
She's got £2,000. Well played. Well done. You got to get some money out the game. That's the. It's called 20 seconds, 20K. But if you can make £1,000 in 4 seconds and you go, I'm going to take that because £1,000 for me would help me out of lots of, you know, whatever. Great. Great. Get money out the game. Now, if we go, right, should we see if you'd have got the next one? And we play it, and it's her favourite song in the world,
yeah,
and she gets it in a second. She's now going, oh, could have had £5,000.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. She's still got two, right? So we take that bit out. So it's like, well, didn't you got £2,000? Yeah, I've got £2,000.
Mm.
What, can I hear the next song?
No. Nope.
And you'll never know if you'd have got it or not.
Yeah.
And by the way, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the first song today either.
Yeah.
It might be. It might not be. But if you fancy playing the game today, 20 seconds, 20K, or 20 seconds to 1K, or 20 seconds to 2K, we've given away about £100,000 on this feature so far. Money can be won and has been won. Chris, what's the total amount that we've given away so far?
I can't think.
No.
Nope. Oh, no, what is it?
Go on, Callum, what is it? You know.
I don't know.
Sean, what is it? She's not listening. Stuart, it's almost £100,000, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's almost £100,000, James.
Oh, that's so brilliant. Thank you so much.
And you can play the game today if you fancy it. I have a qualifying question for you. Here it is. 20 years ago, the film Wedding Crashers was released, featuring two best friends, played by Vince Vaughn and which actor? Wedding Crashers, the film from 20 years ago. Vince Vaughn and which actor? If you want to play the game, excuse me, if you want to play the game, then text the word play, followed by the name of that actor. Vince Vaughn and who from Wedding Crashers. Text the word play and your answer, send it to 83936. Now, listen, you get on the... oh, dear.
Oh, okay.
You get on the game today, get the first song right, you have got £1,000. And it's up to you if you want to play on for more or take a grand and have it in your bank account today. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. We'll close the lines at 7:45 this morning. You do need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain to play. All of the rules, including online entry, are radiox.co.uk. But if you fancy playing the game today, text the word play, followed by your answer. Send it to 83936. That's the word play, followed by your answer, 83936. The film Wedding Crashers was released 20 years ago, featuring two best friends played by Vince Vaughn and which actor? The name of the actor, please, on a text. Start with the word play. Put the name of the actor, 83936. Text now.
The Chris Moyle Show, 20 seconds to 20K. Radio X.
It's that mem at the end. It's scary, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Mem. I reckon that music is so tense that anything you asked in the would make it more difficult.
Yeah.
What did you do last night?
Oh, crumbs. I can't remember. Oh, it's horrible. I don't like it.
What did you do last night?
We watched, ironically, Last One Laughing.
How many episodes?
1.5.
Did you pause at any point to go to the loo?
Absolutely. And a bit to watch some of the game, the Arsenal game.
What did you have for your tea?
Toby Maidis. Oh, God. This is horrible. Toby Maidis noodles with chicken and prawns.
From scratch?
From scratch. Didn't make the noodles from scratch.
That's why they asked you. So did he make the noodles from scratch, Pippa?
No.
And what did you have to drink with your dinner?
Obviously, I had some milk.
Just milk?
Yeah, just milk.
Pippa, thank you. You all right there?
No. Number one.
Yes. So you can either take your money or play on. It's up to you.
Radio X.
Coming up, more extraordinarily good broadcasting from Radio X's finest breakfast show, The Chris Moyle Show.
Hiya.
May I take this opportunity to say happy 70th birthday to a Radio X engineer? We call him Crack of Dawn because his bike rack is always showing, if you know what I mean.
I do, but he's not
happy birthday, Robin.
He's not 70, right?
Plus, after 8, your chance to win 20 grand in 20 seconds to 20K.
Right.
And comedian Ed Byrne joins us in the studio.
Oh, lovely.
We couldn't do this radio thing badly, not even if we tried.
Chris
Moyle
Show, Radio X.
So, yes, happy birthday to our fabulous ass crack engineer, Robin Cracker, indeed. It's your birthday, this song's for you.
He's got a brand new car, looks like a Jaguar.
Don't you
That is the great sounds of Feeder there. And Buck Rogers, apparently. So there you are. Lovely. Good. Yes, it's Robin's birthday today. Oh. Now, Robin is a great engineer. He might be listening on the train now.
Morning, he is, Robin. His text.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's brilliant. Now, like many people who work at this building in Leicester Square in London, he lives nowhere near Leicester Square or indeed London. There's a weird thing. I think Matt Deverson lives in Inverness.
Yeah.
James Ray, who's head of radio, lives in
Belfast.
Land's End.
Okay.
Yeah, Belfast, yeah. Somewhere like that, yeah. Anyway, and he comes into work every day. He's a great engineer. If you said to him, can we put a microphone on a drone with also a camera and then fly it around and so we can live stream in 4K, he'd be like, what kind of a drone do you want? Mm. Like, he's unbelievable. He never says no. Mm. Unless it's, can you pull your jeans up, please?
Or get a longer T-shirt.
He, when he's on, he does the road trip thing. What do we call
it? Prize dump.
The prize dump tour, where we go around the UK in a big tour bus. And he builds a studio, a full-on radio studio, into the back of a bus. And it is stunning. If you've ever seen any of the videos, it's beautiful. And he makes it, gives me everything I need. I can play my music, my jingles, got the microphones, all that. And it's amazing. He does an amazing job. But he's like the opposite of Simon Cowell. His jeans are literally, when I say halfway down his bum, down his bum. And James has got a picture on the screen of said situation. Yeah, so when you're an engineer, you have to bend over a lot. And so you hear this noise a lot when we're on tour. Oh, Robin! It's a Monday morning. We're getting ready to do the show. There's a problem with my microphone stand. He goes to fix it. Pippa goes, oh, Robin!
Oh, sorry.
Pulls up his jeans. Then he goes to pick up his coffee mug. Oh, Robin!
Oh, sorry, James.
Now, we're just discussing whether or not he wears his jeans very low or he has a high crack.
He has a bigger crack.
Yeah, maybe he's just got a very high crack.
Because I'm just looking at the angle. We've got a picture on the screen. Like, if you're like that, I'm leaning over like Robin.
Yeah, take your time.
And then that means that, according to this diagram,
yes, the crack is halfway up his back.
You start there, and mine starts like that. Ooh, sorry, that was an excitement. You see?
Yeah. Now, the listeners can't see this, so I think it's only fair we post this picture on the Radio X Instagram stories just so they can see what we're talking about.
Sorry, Robin.
Is that okay, Robin? Text in if there's a problem with that to...
Thank you. It's a lovely crack, by the way, Robin. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah, I mean, if you're into cracks...
If you're into cracks...
That one. Is...
It's a
cracking.
Cracking. It's a good crack.
Yeah. And we've seen it a lot. We've seen it a hell of a lot. So,
sorry.
Stop zooming in, James. Pippo, one more time. I didn't really get what you were showing us earlier. Can you just bend over again?
Right.
And show me?
Right.
Sorry. The Chris Miles Show. That's the first and last time I'll ever say that on the air. 7:23.
The Chris Miles Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
This is it.
Level 23.
Final.
Let's go.
Let's go. Almost.
Help.
Guys.
All right, I need more power.
Boost your broadband to turbocharge your gaming and reduce lag with EE Game Mode. Even when everyone's online, this is broadband made for gaming. Search EE Broadband.
EE Game Mode requires EE Smart Hub Plus. To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On The Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay, outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people, at all protected.
On The Beach.
beach.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
This Easter, Waitrose have made things a little extra. We've made chocolatey croissant-shaped eggs with the number one blonde chocolate croissant. We've put eggs inside other Easter eggs, like our number one cracking pistachio. We've even made number one flat Easter eggs. Thick slabs of egg-shaped chocolate with delicious toppings. Might keep that one for myself. So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores, subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and Concessions.
You do anything and everything for your pets. So do we. At Vets for Pets, we've dedicated our lives to them. In the last year, we've treated 1.4 million dogs, 860,000 cats, and even a crocodile. From Dundee to Dorchester, we're the nation's local vet, providing routine care to life-saving surgery. That's why more people trust Vets for Pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
There. Victoria's had a Friday night to remember, but now she's outside in the pouring rain and...
Oh, what? You are joking. I've got no data. How are we going to get home?
But then she remembers she's with EE.
Yes, Uber still works.
So then she...
Uber's on me, guys. Should we get a kebab?
Use essential apps like Uber and WhatsApp even when you run out of data. Search EE Mobile.
Stay connected at 0.5 megabits per second. Terms apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thing, I've got great news for fans of long extinct Wolves. Plus, Radio Shorty's running lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based true or false challenge, the Pet Town Quiz. And we've got another European fly drive city break up for grabs. What more could you ask for?
Thank you. Some sausages.
Sausages?
Sausages?
Yeah,
I don't eat sausages.
Oh, well, I eat sausages, but it's not relevant now, Gav. The 4 till 7 thing, from 4 till 7. It's a thing. Sausages.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes. Oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Here we go with more epic radio.
Radio X.
You know, sometimes people text a show and I read it and I go, is that actually sent for me?
Mm.
Or is it meant for someone else? It looks like it's meant for me, but I don't know why they're sending it. Here's one. I'm going to read the text word for word as it appears on the screen. Jack in Kent, as in they're called Jack and they're in Kent.
Yes.
It's not like a childish swear word.
Yes.
Jack in Kent,
yes.
Right? I'm in trouble because I didn't text in for my mum Sammy's birthday on Saturday. I also went and got a tattoo 90 miles away, so I wasn't there for it at all. Oopsie.
Right.
Why are you texting me that?
Yeah. Like, he hasn't asked for a happy birthday.
And also, now you've texted me with it, I have so many questions. Who starts a text with their name and where they're from?
True.
No, hey Chris, hi team, hello Radio X, morning, none of that, just Jack in Kent. Okay, all right, thanks. I'm in trouble because I didn't text in for my mum Sammy's birthday. Okay, so you're in trouble because you meant to text us to try and get a mention. I don't say the word shout out because I'm not on Kiss. Mind you, no one is. I didn't text in for my mum Sammy's birthday on Saturday, so that's why you're in trouble. Then he goes on to say, I also went and got a tattoo 90 miles away, so I wasn't there for it at all. So you're not in trouble. Don't put it on me. You're not in trouble because I didn't say hello to your mum. You're in trouble because you didn't even see your mum on her birthday, didn't even text her because you were getting a tattoo 90 miles away.
Yeah, forget the text, Ben.
I hope the tattoo said, bad son. I don't deserve my great mother who made me, and I can't be asked to even text her on her birthday or even go around with some flowers because I'm getting another tattoo, which is probably a rubbish tattoo. There you are. Well, anyway, Sammy, happy birthday, and your son's a wrong one. You're welcome.